I'm joined now by Jeff Lang, the head football coach of the Governor Mifflin Mustangs and the reigning Section 1 Coach of the Year in the Berks Football League. Coach, thanks for taking some time to talk today.
All right. Thank you, Paul, for calling.
We got to start with Nick Singleton. Ran for nearly 1,700 yards as a sophomore, scored 32 touchdowns, averaged over 9 yards a carry, named All-State in Class 5A. My question is, how much better can Nick get?
Well, last year Nick was only a sophomore and not even 16 years old at that point. And I think he's just another year of maturity, year older. He's going to be stronger, and I think he's going to be faster this year. So, and also, you know, I think in the beginning of the year, we weren't quite using him to, you know, the best of what his abilities were. So after some adjustments we made offensively, you know, I think we really found a pretty good niche for him.
You mentioned getting stronger. I know Nick spends a lot of time lifting weights. Can you talk about his work ethic?
Oh, yeah, just an outstanding worker. I mean, he's totally devoted to, you know, his personal health and physical well-being as well as his academics. You know, he carries a really good grade point average at school. But, you know, off the field, you know, when he's in the weight room and stuff, he just, you know, goes up. He does utilize garage strength a lot. He's up there a lot, and they push him hard. And then, you know, with our strength program through Brandon Orndorff and Doc Vecchio at school, you know, that we have every day, he's just constantly getting after it. So very hard worker, and you could obviously see.
He's already about 200, 205 pounds. I'm wondering, when he's a senior, how much bigger is he going to be?
That's a really good question, because I know his brother Christian is, you know, I think he goes about 6'4", or so. I think, you know, so he's a pretty tall kid. So I see Nick getting, you know, definitely bigger yet. You know, I think he's got another inch or two, possibly another inch in him height wise. And, you know, with that, he's going to be putting on that weight as well. Dad's well built. And, you know, I think he's going to, you know, really pack on a couple more pounds yet. So I don't know where he's going to stop.
I remember James Bryan at Reading High. I'm sure you remember him.
Oh, my God.
Well.
He was one of the toughest players ever played against.
And he was about 230, 235. And not only was he a great linebacker, but he also right. played fullback for them.
Yes, he did.
And I'm wondering, it's hard to compare Nick to some of the other great running backs. I mean, you've been coaching at Governor Mifflin now almost 30 years. Does he remind you of any other running backs that you've come across?
Boy. No, he just, you know, we've had some kids in the past, you know, that have just all different running styles that, you know, we were able to hone in and adapt to our offense. But, boy, he's just, you know, he's kind of a pretty unique character. I mean, you know, he's got the strength along with the speed, where before a lot of our kids either had the strength but not the speed, and, you know, yeah, you get your 5 or 10 yards, but they wouldn't be able to break away. Or, you know, you had that kid that, you know, got knocked down with one shot, but, you know, if he didn't get hands on him, he'd take it to the house. So, you know, he's a pretty unique running back here.
And that's why I brought up James Bryan earlier, because
yeah.
James was big, but he could also run, too.
Yes, he could. I remember, I still have nightmares watching film of him on kickoff team, running down the field and just, you know. I still have nightmares watching some of those films with him.
Nick Singleton already has offers from Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, USC. What's it like for you and your coaching staff to have a player who's getting this type of interest and dealing with some of these big-time coaches?
You know what? It's really a learning experience that is, you know, very positive, because it's not only myself, but some of my assistants have been able to work with some of the coaches at these other programs as well. And, you know, they're and, you know, what's, you know, pretty cool is, you know, these guys, they all put their pants on the same way. They want to talk football. They want to help you out. You know, they talk scheme with you and, you know, different ideas. And, you know, it was really, you know, neat to see how down to earth these guys really, really, truly are. I mean, you know, Coach Franklin, Coach Day, they were in the school. They're just down to earth, great people, you know. So,
Do you think you're going to be able to convert them to running the midline and veer option?
No. I don't think so. But you know what? Things we did with Nick last year, by putting him deeper in the backfield and doing some different things with, I think they, you know, with a lot of these college schemes, these offensive schemes that they're running, you know, he's going to fit right into some of those, you know, shotgun sets and, you know, eye back sets that, you know, get him the ball and give him some room to work.
When I've interviewed Nick, he's always very polite. He's well-mannered. I think he's a soft-spoken guy. despite all his athletic abilities. Is he like that all the time?
Yes, he is that way. Until you're on the field or in the weight room or on the practice field, he's very competitive. Very, very competitive, and expects the same thing out of his players around him. So, you know, he's a leader, you know, in those aspects. And, he wants to succeed. He wants to do well. He wants to see the team do well. He wants to see his, buddies next to him do well. So he will hold people accountable. So he's, he does get spoken when it comes to those things.
And Nick isn't alone as far as talented players returning to your team next season. Cameron Stewart committed to Rutgers. He was the D lineman of the year in Berks County and also a first-team all-county tight end. What stands out to you about Stewart?
Cameron, as college coaches were coming in and saying, you just cannot coach that size. He is probably one of the most athletic kids at that size I've seen in a long time. He plays basketball. He's just got great hand-eye coordination. He's got good get-off and speed. He makes plays. And, what a lot of people don't understand, Cameron, too, last year at the end of the season, he was really, really sick for our last three games to the point where they diagnosed him with walking pneumonia once it was all over. And he would not, he had doctor's clearances. We tried to use him sparingly as much as we could, but, you're in big games there, and, he would not take himself out. He would not let us take him out. I mean, he's just that kind of competitor. So, I think he's going to do real well at Rutgers. Coach Ciano and their coaching staff just did a fantastic job recruiting him and, just down-to-earth people. And I think he's going to fit in there really, really well.
You mentioned that Cameron also plays basketball, and obviously I covered a lot of their games this season. They had a really nice year. How beneficial do you think it is for football players to play other sports?
Oh, I think it's tremendous. Yeah, one of the things at Mifflin we've always preached was for our kids to be three-sport athletes because you can't coach competition. You can't coach competition in a workout, okay? Competition is one of those things that, people, don't take enough credence in. So, obviously we want the kids to lift and work out and get strong, but I think, in the end, nothing beats competition, and especially a sport like basketball in the winter or even wrestling in the winter. Those are just sports that, improve the kids, balance and athleticism.
When people think about Mifflin football, they think about that ground and pound running game. You guys run it almost 40 times a game.
Right.
Cameron had 16 catches last season. Do you think you might target him a little bit more in the passing game?
Yeah, definitely. He'll be used in the passing game a lot. We got a couple other kids coming back that were also pretty integral in the passing game. Greg Zuber is going to be back, and he's going to be using there as a primary receiver for us last year. So, but Cameron will definitely be using that those aspects. And one of the things with the type of offense we run, our philosophy in high school is, in the passing game, if you're a team that's spread out in passing, just the odds are a mistake's going to happen eventually in a drive. Our goal is, keep the ball on the ground, ball control, not to turn it over, which that is something we really need to work on because last couple of years we have not been too good at that. But, we work on ball security and just, grind it out and get the ball down the field. And then as teams pack it up against you, they're high school kids. High school kids, start, improvising instead of doing what they're coached to try to make a big play, and that's when you can hit, get somebody behind them.
Going back to the defensive side for you, Brandon Strausser was your leading tackler as a sophomore and again as a junior last season. What makes him such a special player?
Brandon Strausser just has a nose for the ball, and he understands the game of football. He's just that kind of kid that, you tell him something once and he takes it out of the field, onto the field, does exactly what you want him to do. And he just understands the game very well. And he can make adjustments, during the game as well with the defense. And he's a very strong, athletic, fast kid. He's going to be also pretty integral in our offense as well this coming year.
Aiden Martin was starting for your team at safety as a freshman last season. It is rare to see ninth graders starting at programs like yours. How bright is the future for Aiden?
Aiden Martin is just a tremendous kid. He is very respectful, works hard, very athletic, and just a very polite kid. He's came through a long way last year. and just, you know, improved week after week after week. Got in, made, you know, made a starting position for us earlier in the year and just continued to get better as the year went on at the safety position. And, you know, and he's really committed to the weight room. He was, you know, in our weight room, he's been going up to garage strength as well and making huge improvements. So I think he's going to be a kid that, you know, is going to really break, have a breakout season this year on both sides of the ball.
Your quarterback, Colby Reeser, is a senior. Right. Who are you looking at to take over at that position?
Right now, Connor Marinac. Connor Marinac is a baseball player at Mifflin who does very, very well. He's been in our program forever. And, you know, he's just really, really good at, you know, he's a good passer. And, you know, he's very, very smart kid, you know, with the option of the ball and stuff. So, you know, and a lot of, you know, fortunately, you know, we were in a lot of situations last year where we were able to put Connor in and get him some reps and stuff. And he does a great job with it. So, you know, I'm expecting some big things from him.
We haven't talked yet about the coronavirus that's led to a situation none of us have seen before from a sports perspective. The spring sports season has already been canceled. The NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, everything's on hold right now. How optimistic are you that we're going to have high school football in the fall?
I'm always an optimistic person, so... And sometimes, you know, too optimistic to a point, I'm naive at times. But, you know, I think we're going to have it. You know, eventually we got to get on to some normalcy, Ron, here in society, or else, you know, things are going to get a little crazy here. So I believe we're going to have it. I just don't know when it's going to start, you know. And, for those kids that, you know, are missing these seasons, and, for example, I have a daughter at home who's a senior and, you know, missing out on prom and graduation and baccalaureate and all the things that goes on with it. And, you know, and she was a gymnast and, you know, she's lost her season with, you know, going to states and regionals and nationals and stuff. So I know it's rough on these seniors. And I look back on myself as a high school athlete where I didn't even have the, you know, I went to a really big WPIAL school out in Pittsburgh where I didn't really have my opportunity to be on the field till I was a senior and stand out. And boy, for some of these people in the spring sports that didn't get that opportunity to have that breakout season to get noticed by a college or something like that, you know, for me, it would have, you know, if I wouldn't have had that opportunity as my senior year, you know, that would have been a total life-changing, you know, situation for me.
That was Shaler High School, right?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
And then went on to play at Slippery Rock. So you did all right for yourself.
Yeah, I did very well. You know, I was fortunate to get up there right away as a freshman and start every game, you know, my freshman year and right on through my senior year. And, you know, and then, you know, that opportunity molded my life because, you know, I saw the value of football and I wanted to work with kids and it got me, you know, I went into teaching because I wanted to continue that. And, you know, and I've had just a great, great career teaching in Mifflin and, you know, and the relationships I've built with kids and, you know, and still have with them as adults and their kids now. It's just, you know, I just can't imagine a different life.
Yeah, everyone in Pennsylvania has been told to stay at home. So what have you been doing to pass the time lately? Any good shows or movies that you've seen?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Most coaches out there, they're busy people. So I find projects to do. And, you know, what happens is, you know, you get into the spring and the summer and the fall and it gets so busy and hectic that house projects and things just get put on hold or they get half done and never finished. And, you know, this has just been an opportunity for me at home to get a lot of house projects finished up and completed and some started and, you know, playing games with my family, which, which is a pretty, you know, as a coach, you really try to find those opportunities to spend some family time together. And, you know, that has, you know, been one blessing for us from this, you know, situation. And then obviously I'm a teacher too. So, you know, I'm on the computer a lot with lessons and grading things and emails back and forth to students and Google Meets with classes. So I've been staying pretty busy, but you know, come, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at night, you know, I've been able to sit back, relax, do a movie and go to bed a little later because I'm not getting up at the 4:15 that I usually do.
Right.
During the school year.
Last thing, Micah Parsons from Penn State. You know, we talked about Nick Singleton and Cameron Stewart getting Division I offers. Micah Parsons, obviously one of the most highly recruited high school players in District 3 history, and he's now one of the top linebackers in the country. How often do you think about that 2017 District 3 playoff game when the Mustangs went to Harrisburg on that rainy Saturday and knocked off the Cougars?
Well, once in a while does come back to memory. You know, that was just a great opportunity in game for us. At that time, Coach Vecchio was head coach in, and I came back for his final year. And, you know, it was just such a great, great opportunity for him to finish off that way as a head coach. You know, and we had, you know, Cameron Wolf as a quarterback and Isaac Ruoff as a fullback. And for the game those two guys had their senior year, you know, against a kid like a Micah Parsons. And, you know, they were a great team that year. You know, we just, you know, game playing, we ran away from him the entire game. And, you know, we just took him by surprise. And, you know, our kids were just, it was probably one of the neatest football games we've ever played. But, you know, with Micah Parsons, you know, I watched him, you know, we watched all the Penn State games faithfully, you know, especially because of Jan Johnson and watching him. And, you know, Parsons is just a great, great football player. You know, I'm very happy for him, you know, to see a Pennsylvania kid, especially a kid, you know, Harrisburg kid, get that opportunity and do well. And, you know, he's going to go on and do some great things. You know, I hope he gets into a, you know, finishes off his season here at Penn State and gets into a, you know, a really good pro program and, you know, just really lets his talents show.
I'm glad you mentioned Jan. I wanted to ask you, how often do you stay in touch with him, and what's he planning on doing now? Because it's tough for some of the college seniors who were not, you know, the marquee names that you know, Mel right. Kiper and Todd McShay are talking about every night on TV. Is Jan, you know, trying to?
Yeah, he is. He has an agent right now. You know, I talked to his dad more than Jan himself. You know, he's you know, he was down in Tampa working out. You know, had a trainer and everything, and then, you know, the coronavirus forced him home. I know he's still working out now, you know, doing some different things. And, you know, he's really hoping for that phone call from somebody to get the opportunity to get onto a team, you know. And a guy like Jan, he's so football smart. He's probably the smartest football guy I've ever met, as a player. And I think he's just going to be an asset, tremendous asset to a team, you know. He can do everything on the field. You know, he can long snap. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine having a guy that's versatile like he is that can do different things for you as a pro team, or even just be your long snapper who's a linebacker that can run down the field and make tackles. So I think he's going to find something somewhere in the NFL. I just hope he stays with it, stays positive with it. And, you know, he's kind of been a good kid. This is kind of his role. He's always been that underdog kind of kid, you know, trying to make the program and fit in and do well. And look what he did at Penn State. You know, he's just tremendous. And I think the same thing's going to happen. You know, he's going to surprise some pro team, I think.
Yeah, it was a great story at Penn State, even helping out the wrestling team when they needed somebody to help him out there. Well, that's Coach, right. I really, really appreciate your time. And I'm hoping to see you out there this summer and then scrimmages and week one.
Paul, it's good talking to you too. And, you know, just like you said, you know, everybody stay safe and, you know, spend some quality family time together and, you know, get those house projects done during this opportunity time.
You turned into Tim the Tool Man now.
That's what my wife would say.
Well, thanks again, Coach.
All right, Paul, you take care.
That's Jeff Lang, the head football coach of the Governor Mifflin Mustangs, the Section 1 Coach of the Year in the Berks Football League.